Ham?
So I saw this on the interweb the other day. The Guardian, the online publication, probably paper, but who knows? No way to know. They took it upon themselves to put out themselves a guide to proper etiquette.
Okay.
Some are spot on. Some are high. Like, there's no way I would do any of this under any
circumstances. So just kind of general etiquette? Or Eddie's?
Eddie's. Hey, Eddie.
Or somewhere?
They have some pertaining to different fields, which I will get to.
Okay, like Soldier Field.
Oh, God, I hate you. They had about 56. I'm going to get to some interesting ones. Disperse some conversation. But yeah, some are spoken, unspoken, written down. Said spoken out loud by me to you right now here on the ticket.
The best speaker we got, baby.
Ham!
Best speaker in the biz.
Ooh, that's a good crack.
Play some more play-by-play here while we're waiting.
Nope.
Okay.
How to be social or not in public. Stay sober at kids' parties. Limit yourself to no more than 2 alcoholic drinks. Now, James,
yeah.
You said you have a stepson. Have you ever gotten trashed at a kid's party?
So it's good etiquette to not get blasted.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get blasted to get through the kid's party.
Man, yeah. I should be a member of the royal family then.
You're great at this?
Yeah, I've never been torched at Chuck E. Cheese.
All right, home visits. Shoes on, shoes off. It's the house rules. Simple as. Assuming you don't have a physical ailment that prevents you from moving your shoes, just suck it up and buy some nice socks, knowing that your host will see them later. Bonus, now you have nice socks.
Yeah. Thank you, Connor. So I'll do that if they tell me beforehand.
Right.
But also, I'm dragging in whatever's on the bottom of my chair, so I hope
So they're not preventing a lot.
Is this suggesting that you take your shoes off even if the hosts have theirs on?
I would believe so. Because you never know where your shoes been. But also, I'm of the person of, I don't want cold feet. I don't like sock foot.
Right, I never take my shoes off.
I'm either barefoot or I have shoe on.
Man, I don't know. I like my sock against the carpet.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why?
No.
Wish I was doing it right now.
What, had your sock on?
But no, one time when I went over to Corby's, he made me leave my wheelchair at the door.
Hello.
And I had to just crawl around his mansion.
All right, let's go back upstairs.
No!
He hired EA to drag me around.
Oh, that was nice, yeah. He was your Sherpa. Mutual ghosting. Social awkwardness. If you see a colleague out in public, no need to chat required. Spot a sibling of an ex at a festival, keep moving. If neither party has been texted, no need to apologize. If you see somebody you know, you don't need to say hi. Just, hey.
I usually cover my face and then they can't tell who I am.
Yeah, that obscures the rest of you.
I don't have to worry about it.
You said you
point.
Don't have to say hi, but then you gave like a nod of acknowledgement just now.
I think it's strike up a conversation.
Yeah, you don't need to walk up to them and be like, hey, how's it going?
So a nod of acknowledgement.
I think the knowing nod is always acceptable.
Okay. Yeah, you just kind of do the limp clinch and.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, keep you're a moving. Limp clincher?
How you doing?
I don't think I've ever limp clinched with anybody.
Well, the new day.
All right. He wiped his face. Nice. God. Eating out, according to The Guardian.
That makes you have good etiquette?
Moving on.
All right.
What is proper etiquette when you're going out to eat in public?
Oh.
If you book a table, either turn up or cancel well in advance. Never be a no-show. It's rude to the restaurant. I don't adhere to this at all.
No.
If I don't call to say I'm late, assume I'm not coming up there. Also, I don't think the Filet or Popeyes does.
I was going to say, I don't eat at many places that have reservations.
Yeah. Eating out.
But yeah, the restaurant should expect you're not going to be there if it's 10 past.
Agreed.
And you haven't called to be
and
like,
and if
hey,
you're
I'm
making a reservation,
late.
They're plenty busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I
somebody
go places.
Can have my
they're
seat.
Not suffering, yeah.
No.
I go places that give you the buzzing light up thing. I don't feel like those need reservations.
The Chili's too?
Yeah.
You go to the airport to go to Chili's to get that thing?
Yeah, I'm not flying anywhere. But yeah, I don't know. I Are we talking about like nicer restaurants, or are y'all making reservations at Applebee's?
I won't do that there.
No.
Only nice places, like your places like where you might hear a violin or instrument being played.
I make reservations when I'm traveling just because of the unknown.
Okay.
I don't want to wait an hour, hour and a half for dinner.
So if it's a place where I'd have to wear pants?
Yes.
Maybe.
Dress pants.
Definitely a reservation if you have to wear pants. But I mean, I make reservations everywhere except for like Chipotle.
Okay.
Even then, you're kind of doing it if you order beforehand.
Which I do that. Do that too.
Chipotle, it's great.
So yeah, there's my resi.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Resi.
Resi.
Reservation.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to apologize for him being hip and you're not.
It's an app. It's an app.
Yeah.
Resi's an app?
It's an app.
Contend.
Check it out.
What?
You can make so many reservations.
Don't treat the menu as an opening gambit in a negotiation by asking to change every dish. You could look up the menu online in advance. If you don't want to eat their food, go somewhere else. No. If I'm going to your establishment and I want to eat your food, would like to eat your food, if you got weird things on your menu or inside the dish that could be easily removed, I'm asking for that off.
But they're saying don't go overboard and ask for like 10 things, right? I mean,
yeah.
Saying
yeah,
you don't want tomatoes or something is fine.
Agreed.
Yeah.
What about if you don't want something cooked with onion? Is that overboard?
Cooked with onion?
Yes.
No, I don't think that's overboard. They've got to cook it either way.
So like if I go to establishment that has enchiladas and I want beef enchiladas, no onions, and they say, ooh, we cook this with onion.
That probably means it's already like in their beef or something and they can't, they're not going to go with little forceps to take each onion out.
I will pre-say no onions regardless of if I know there's onions or not.
If that's the case, yeah, if that exact scenario plays out, I'm moving on to a different menu item.
Yeah. The problem is I've seen you order onion rings with no onions.
No.
And you just want a big thing of batter.
Just batter. Fried batter.
You probably love that.
If you're in a group, just split the bill equally. Don't be those people trying to figure out and work out who had what. If your friends won't play ball, find new friends. What the hell are they talking about here?
If the place won't do it separate and it's all on one bill.
So if I get a chip and queso and you get the lobster ravioli, I gotta pay for your ravioli.
That's what they're saying. Don't say, okay, well, I only had $6, you had $18.
Why not?
At that point, you just ask for separate checks.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Just ask for separate checks. Etiquette for when you're out and about. When you're walking your dog, when your dog makes a beeline for the genitals of a stranger's dog in the park, causing the stranger to come into a halt, smile approvingly as they are sniffing the commences, and then look away. Do not make small talk. Walk on when the two dogs separate, and not before.
So specific. So only if the dog is attacking the other dog's genitals.
Yes. So they want you, if your dog is just going to town on another dog, you're just looking at the other person, don't say a word. No highs.
What if my dog...
Is that not the most awkward thing
yes,
ever?
Yes, that feels incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah. What if my dog ends up going...
To the pool?
Him style, F you, on the other dog. Do I have to just look at him?
At the other dog?
Yeah.
Lean over?
It now kind of... Yeah,
no,
it feels
you
like...
You don't have to reciprocate to be... I guess.
Put your face down there.
This feels like an intimidation tactic.
Yeah, what do you think? You want to go to town on each
Only if your dog is the one...
Initiating.
Applying the pressure.
This entire list is really minimizing small talk.
And it's also just jumping around.
Kind of like that.
Well, yeah, it is jumping around.
Yeah.
As the list will do. Grooming on the move. Applying makeup while on a bus or train is fine, but anything where DNA could be flying around, like brushing your teeth, cutting your nails, stuff involving teeth, is absolutely unacceptable.
Like if that lady starts cleaning her cyst?
Yeah. If she's brushing her cyst teeth or combing its hair in public.
Got a little,
look at that face.
Water floss.
Look at those teeth.
You just see her elbow just coming out of her skirt. But yeah, Norm clipping his toenails on flight.
Awful.
Oh.
Or flossing your teeth in studio.
You heard that before?
No, I have not heard that story.
Norm would whip his...
mid-flight to Oxnard.
His mandals off and... Yeah, start flicking toenails throughout the cabin.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad about opening a bag of beef jerky on a flight.
He,
the smell.
He's clipping his toenails.
He's clipping his toenails?
And catching them in an open ginger ale can.
I feel like an All-American traveler right now. That's not... No.
Dating and sex etiquette. Dating is not ordering a pizza. You can't write a list of quantities you hope the right partner gets delivered. What the hell does that mean?
I eat pizza.
So it's saying a date should be more than ordering a pizza?
Don't spell out what you do or don't want when you're trying to find a date.
Oh, on a pizza?
What?
You said a pizza.
It's not like ordering a pizza.
Oh, okay.
You're getting the pizza part confused.
Okay.
Talking catfishing here a little bit? I don't know.
You're saying like if you're trying to find a date.
Yes. Don't spell out everything you're looking for in a woman. You will find that out when you're on a date.
What if you only have one requirement and that is
must like salmon?
They can fog a mirror.
Yeah.
Have a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Pulse. So you're saying don't have a list of do's and don'ts.
They are saying that. I'm saying do have a list.
Oh, okay.
Weed out the suckers.
Got it.
Or weed in the suckers. relationship realities. When watching a series with your partner, be polite and be prepared to politely rewatch any episode you secretly viewed alone.
Oh, it seems like a beating.
Partner?
Or no,
the rewatch part?
Watching a show with a partner and having to keep up at their pace.
It is the worst.
Do you do that, James?
Did you say secretly watched alone? Like you don't tell them you've seen it before?
Have you ever done that?
I think it's like jumping ahead in a series because you don't want to wait.
There's been rewatching, but I've never hid it from them.
Okay. Because I will do that. Because
you will do that.
It will be like a year from now by the time we finish a series. Because we started watching The Boys in December. We're on season 2.
Yep.
Okay. That's a very slow pace.
So it's like, do you want to watch it?
Yeah.
Do you want to watch right now?
No.
Yeah,
next week.
We shoot for...
okay.
We have a pretty good TV viewing routine. We shoot for an episode a night.
God, I killed
episode a night, 9 p.m., that TV's on.
Yeah.
It also doesn't help that my wife is like an old lady in which she wants to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Or that whenever she could be watching, you're in there practicing Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
Just jamming away.
Yeah. Well, she's clamming away. Is that good etiquette?
Yeah.
What else you got?
Jam all clam. Family etiquette. Refrain from shouting at kids that aren't your own. But if you know them well, it's totally acceptable to tell them when they're being vile. I believe this was the basis of the TV show on NBC, The Slap.
The Slap. They made a whole TV show about that.
If you know them well, but if they're not in relation, it's okay to discipline
them,
yell at them.
You could tell them, hey, you're being a snotty kid.
Okay.
Now, see, I, as non-parented person, wouldn't want anybody to tell my kid what's going on.
Agreed.
I would like
right.
to discipline them myself.
I can't imagine.
Not because I don't want my kid being yelled at. I don't want to be cucked as a father.
There's kids that drive us insane at the pool, and we know them. We know their parents a little bit anyway. I can't imagine...
You ever Hugo
yelling
a kid?
At their kid? No. It'd be
Monty. You ever slapped a kid?
No.
You ever hit a child?
I mean, when I was a child,
beat a baby.
No. But I'm gonna yell at your kid so hard when they finally get born. I'm gonna get right in their face.
If your child is doing incredibly well at something, like sleeping through the night or eating broccoli, do not announce that to a fellow parent unprompted. Ditto for teens. Avoid boasting online about A-levels or various successes.
Don't be braggy about your kid. What about the bumper stickers?
To announce that you have child?
Like A-plus child, yeah.
Oh,
honor roll.
Honor roll.
Yeah. God, I would hate the onboard thing.
Trying to pit maneuver that car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you could naturally bring that up without it being braggy. I mean, if you're like, yeah, I mean, I feel good. I finally... got a good night of sleep because my kid got to sleep all night. That's great. That's just natural conversation.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
So they're making it seem like
no-go. Right. Well, if you're bragging about your kid, like talking about how great your kid is, that's a no-go.
That's a no-go.
That's super annoying.
And finally, work etiquette. If you struggle to pronounce a colleague's name, don't force a nickname. Avoid the issue. Learn how to say it and spell it, too. So I would like to take this opportunity.
Damn!
Monty, who I've known for like 12 years.
Say my last name.
I don't know how to say it.
He's called me Justin Montemure for, I don't know, 15 years. Yeah.
This happened to me 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, it's happening for,
coming back from,
seriously, 13 years.
I believe it.
Montemure. Montemayor?
Say that again, Ham.
Montemayor?
Yeah, I mean...
Montemayor,
it
right?
It can be Montemayor, 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 whatever you
but
want.
But he says it like that, and then every time I say it, he's like...
That's not right.
I can't say my name.
Montemayor is how I would
there
say
you go.
It, based that's, off the spelling.
I felt like I said that 1,000 times, and he's just shaking his head every time.
What was the one...
I get more
time.
Leeway.
One more time, Connor.
Justin Montemayor.
I think that's fine.
That is not my name.
But there you go. Etiquette.
Thank you so much, Ham.
Yay!